Will the House please come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? The clerk may take the roll.
36 members present.
We have a quorum present to conduct business. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, Representatives Adams, Davis, and Boucher are excused from the call. I note the presence of Representative Adams and Davis in the chambers.
Our chaplain today is Bishop Michael Kennedy of the Juneau Roman Catholic Diocese. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
Let us pray. Lord of light, moment by moment, almost imperceptibly, this part of our world is moving from the long dark of winter to the bright days of summer. May this movement of the earth affect the direction of this assembly, indeed of us all. May we move from self-interest and greed to kindness and generosity, from hardness and vindictiveness to gentleness and compassion, from fear to courage, from perturbability to patience, from narrow-mindedness to wider vision. And if in the meantime it occasionally rains here, may the heavens also flood this place with wisdom, understanding, justice, and charity. Amen.
Representative Penelberry. Are there any objections to the prayer being spread upon the journal? So ordered. This time, will the clerk please certify the journal for the 19th, 20th, and 21st legislative day?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 19th, 20th, and 21st days in House Supplement Number 12.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the journals for the 19th and 20th and 21st days in House Supplement Number 12 be approved as certified by the chief clerk.
Are there any objections as to the correctness of the journals? So ordered for approval. At this time, do we have any guests for introduction? Representative Gall.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I believe in Gallery B. We have two citizens from Cake, Alaska. Teacher is Charlotte Connor, and with us with the close-up program is student Chris Loges.
Representative Cotton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gallery A is a friend of mine visiting from Eagle River, Mr. Floyd Tepon.
Representative Hurley.
In Gallery B, I also have a student from the Wasilla area, Sherry Williams.
Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, a friend of mine from Kenai Peninsula, President of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly, Marilyn Dimmick.
Representative Wallace.
I'd like to introduce some students from my district, my Iditarod School District. We have Brenda Campen from Grayling, Lois Howard and Glenn Howard. From Tanana, we have David Pizaski, Gladys Grant, and Leslie Sam.
Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, I have a friend of mine and also a constituent, Brad Brooks.
Representative Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, I have four close-up students from Nome,
Sarah Stickle, Mark Lindholm, Barbara Carlson, and Harvey Orford.
Representative Frank.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, I have two students and a teacher from Fairbanks, Audrey Copeland, Neil Plant, and Mike Alden.
Representative Kaponin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, I have a student from District 21 with close-up, Mark Fink.
Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Miller and I have a constituent in Gallery B, member of the close-up program, Guy Condry.
Representative Larson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Besides Sherry Williams, Representative Hurley and I do have another constituent from Palmer, April Poland, Gallery B.
Representative Jenkins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, friend of mine, Tom Armstrong.
Representative Miller.
B, I have three students from North Pole. They're Tina Crow, Carla Gray, and Marcy Jones.
Are there any further guests for introduction? That brings us down the daily order of business to messages from the governor.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate?
The Senate adopted the following citations and transmitted for consideration honoring Carl Ide by Senators Krutula, Vic Fisher, Sturgiluski, and Paul Fisher, and Representative Szymanski. And these were transmitted to LAA for enrollment, honoring Jeff Peterson, honoring Juliet Hahn. And also sent over today from the Senate was a citation honoring John J. Mulligan, which is on today's calendar. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Gohl.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Could we return just for a moment to introduction of guests, please?
Are there any objections? So ordered.
Thank you very much. Just joining us at this time, we have four distinguished representatives from the municipality of Metlakatla. Here with us today from the council are Saul Atkinson, Jackie Booth, Ed Littlefield, and Mr. Casey Nelson. Thank you, sir.
Do we have any other communications that should come before this body?
We have a communication from the Department of Fish and Game Office of the Commissioner transmitting an enclosed draft state game refuge regulation, and it will be placed in the, it's in the clerk's office. And we also have a catalog of waters important for the spawning, rearing, or migration of adromenous fishes, and this also will be on file in the clerk's office. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Resources has had committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 3 Resources, requesting that the State of Alaska pursue a land exchange with the U.S. Department of the Interior to exclude the Dunkel Mine Township area from Denali National Park and Preserve under consideration, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Schultz Chairman, concurred in by Schultz, Cato, Jenkins, Pierce, and M.W. Miller. Having no recommendation, Herman, Sun, Thompson, and Wallace. Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 3 has no further referral. The Committee on Hess has had sponsor substitute for House Bill 5, establishing an asbestos health hazard abatement program under consideration, recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 5 Hess with a new title and recommends it do pass, and it attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by the co-chairmen, Kopanen and Gruenberg, signing do pass, Kopanen, Gruenberg, Hurley, Thompson, and Hanley. Signing do not pass, Taylor. Having no recommendation, Pettijohn. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 5 has a further referral to the Labor and Commerce Committee. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 8, Harassment of Game, under consideration and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 8, Judiciary, with the same title and recommends it do pass and attaches a letter of intent. The report was signed by M.M. Miller, Chairman, concurred in by M.M. Miller, Son, Gruenberg, Taylor, Pettijohn, and Phillips. Having no recommendation, Clarkson. House Bill 8 has a further referral to the Resources Committee. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 52, a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for construction of a Pioneer's Home in Kenai under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 52, State Affairs, with a new title, recommends it do pass and attaches two fiscal notes. The report was signed by Hurley, Chairman, concurring by Hurley, M.M. Miller, Navarre, Cato, Collins, and Boucher. Having no recommendation, Jenkins. House Bill 52 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Hess has had House Bill 57, making special appropriations for an asbestos health hazard abatement program under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 57 Hess with a new title and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by the co-chairman, Kopanen and Grunberg, signing do pass, Kopanen, Grunberg, Hurley, Hanley, and Thompson, signing do not pass, Taylor. Having no recommendation, Pettijohn. House Bill 57 has a further referral to the Labor and Commerce Committee. The House Judiciary Committee has given the following individual recommendations on the appointment of Andonia Harrison to the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar. To confirm, M.M. Miller, Sund, Grunberg, Taylor, Phillips, and Clarkson. Having no recommendation, Pettijohn. And on the following, Lou Williams, Jr. to the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar, James McNamee to the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, and Jack Griffin to the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. They were to confirm. The report was signed by M.M. Miller and concurred in by M.M. Miller, Sun, Grunberg, Taylor, Pettijohn, Phillips, and Clarkson. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
The House Special Committee on Oil and Gas has reviewed the qualifications of the following named individual who has been submitted in nomination for the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission and recommends that he be confirmed. Lonnie Smith Anchorage, term expiring 12/31/90. The report was signed by Davis Chairman, concurred in by Pinalberry, Maru, Sund, Cotton, Zemanski, and Porchot. I have no further special committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation in memoriam Dan Joe by Representative Binkley, Senator Sackett. In memoriam Bessie Moses, Representative Fuller, Senator Ferguson. Honoring Staff Sergeant Robert H. Ruzicka by Representative Davis. In memoriam Donald Ingalls by Representatives Hurley, Larson, and Senator Kurtula and Vic Fisher. I have no resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, the citation will be referred to the Rules Committee, and those others will be enrolled. This brings us to the introduction, first reading, and references of bills.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill 142 by Cotton, an act creating the Croteau-Deschka public use area.
This will be referred to Resources and the Finance Committee.
House Bill 170 by Kopanen, Sund, Navarre, Euling, Jenkins, and Ringsted, an act relating to land surveys.
Referred to Labor and Commerce and Judiciary Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill 14 by Fuller and Wallace, an act making members of the Alaska Territorial Guard eligible for a death gratuity. The Committee on State Affairs has set House Bill 14 under consideration and recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by Hurley, Chairman, concurred in by Hurley, Navarre, M.M. Miller, Jenkins, Cato, Collins, and Boucher. The Committee on Finance has set House Bill 14 under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 14 Finance with a new title, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Adams, Ringsted, Cotton, Binkley, Frank, Rieger, Euling, Porchot, Larson, and Duncan. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 14 be adopted in lieu of the original bill. I might note the only change is the addition of an immediate effective date.
Are there any objections? Would the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
Committee substitute for House Bill 14, Finance, by the Finance Committee.
Representative Clarkson.
If you rule on the motion for the committee substitute, I need to move it to third reading. Would you like me to do that now?
Proceed, Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 14, Finance, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objections to bringing it to third reading? Would the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
Committee substitute for House Bill 14, Finance, by the Finance Committee. An act making members of the Alaska Territorial Guard eligible for a death gratuity and providing for an effective date.
Any debate or discussion? Question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 14, Finance, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk may lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk may take the roll.
39 yeas, no nays.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 14, Finance, has passed the House. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on passage of committee substitute for House Bill 14, Finance, be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Are there any objections to the effective date clause? So ordered. This brings us to Representative Navarre.
Mr. Speaker, could we move back to introduction of guests for a moment, please?
Are there any objections to moving back up the calendar to introduction of guests? Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I note a distinguished guest in Gallery B, person who is responsible for my being here, my father, George Navarre.
Still under consideration of the daily calendar, this brings us to the citations. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, if there are no objections, I move that all of the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Are there any objections? So ordered. Unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business to come before this body? Announcements of standing committees or special committees. Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, how about joint committees? The Budget and Audit Committee will hold its first meeting and organizational session this Wednesday at noon in the House Finance Committee room.
Representative Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The meeting of the Legislative Council today at 4 o'clock in the governor's conference room, a very short meeting the subject is selection of executive director. It won't be more than 10 minutes.
Representative Ringsted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Announcements, not necessarily committee meetings. We won't be in session tomorrow, but I'd like to remind the members that there will be a reception for legislators with the Chinese delegation tomorrow at 5:45 in the House Finance Room. Thank you.
Representative Davis.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Could we have a very brief at ease?
Will the House please stand at ease? Will the House please come back to order?
What time do you read?
We're under announcements of standing committees or special committees or announcements. Go ahead, Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have several announcements that I'd like to make. At 12 noon today in Senate Finance, Mr. Smith and Dr. Singer will be having lunch with any interested legislators who would like to sit down and talk to them. Also, at 4 o'clock or directly after their press conference, they'll be meeting in House Finance with members of the Oil and Gas Committee and any other interested legislators would like to sit down and discuss the export of oil. Thank you.
Representative Cotton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Finance Committee Subcommittee on the DNR budget has been, we've been changing our meeting schedules here quite a bit lately, but we've adjusted it again to today at 5 o'clock to allow those members that are interested in the Oil and Gas Committee meeting at 4 o'clock. So DNR Subcommittee on the budget will meet at 5 o'clock, House Finance Committee.
Any further announcements? Representative Szymanski?
No real announcement. I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration of committee substitute for House Bill 14, Finance.
Notice of reconsideration has been given. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I have several announcements for today. First of all, I'd like to honor a member of this body that has his birthday today, Representative Binkley.
Representative Clarkson, would you like to continue? Or would you... Representative Binkley, would you like to say
a
few words on behalf of this day?
I'd like to thank the body for the recognition of her birthday today. Thank you.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, in addition, I'd like to acknowledge that tomorrow Representative Taylor will have his birthday.
Representative Taylor will extend to you the same courtesy. Would you like to say something in behalf of this special day to you? It's a work day.
Thank you all very much for your recognition today, just as John does. It's a pleasure to be here with you on my birthday. Thank you.
Representative Clarkson, continue.
Mr. Speaker, two other announcements. The Juneau Democratic Precinct lunch tomorrow at 12 noon at the Baranoff. The Speaker is Norm Gorsuch, the Attorney General. And finally, Mr. Speaker, pictures will be taken by the Department of Public Safety for the legislative ID cards. This will be Thursday, this coming Thursday, 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in the Legislative Lounge. So those people who want to get a legislative ID card, the pictures will be taken for that Thursday.
Any further announcements? Are you ready for special orders? Special orders. Representative Clarkson.
I'm not jumping up quite fast enough for people, I realize. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House be adjourned until 10 a.m. Wednesday, February the 6th.
Are there any objections? So ordered.